You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
Last week, Emma Willis, Associate Professor of Drama at the University of Auckland, wrote an article about the current model of tertiary funding, which threatens to damage the field of theatre and arts in the long term. Today I chatted with Emma, where we discussed the importance of theatre education funding. So I saw that you'd written an article earlier this month about how the theatre education is in crisis. What issues are there for the current model of the tertiary funding in the long term?
I guess it's worth just explaining a little bit where we were, where we're at now, and the kind of future that we're looking at. So I teach in theatre, and so that's the kind of area of arts education that I'm most familiar with. But I know that other kind of related subjects are experiencing the same pressures. So a few years ago, we had in New Zealand strong theatre programs at University of Otago, University of Canterbury, Victoria University of Wellington. Massey had always had quite a strong theatre offering, Waikato and University of Auckland. And then in addition to that, the sort of network of polytechnics, which were, you know, individual institutions, then many of those had their own performing arts programs as well. So over the years, there's been a real contraction in the number of programs. So a few years ago, the program closed down at Canterbury. A number of the regional polytechnic programs have closed. Massey now no longer offers a theatre minor, which it used to. And so we're sort of in a situation now where there's been a contraction of programs, and a number of New Zealand universities are currently in deficit and looking at where they can make cost savings. So Victoria University of Wellington is currently proposing to close its theatre program. So it would maintain a small number of its staff, but they'd be moved into an English program. The program down at University of Otago is currently under review, so the staff there are uncertain about what the future is going to be. So we've gone from this national landscape of actually quite a diverse ecosystem of different theatre programs to potentially only having, you know, a really small number left. And it's a really significant decline. And one of the things that's really concerning for us is, first of all, just the you know, lack of valuing theatre as a discipline at a tertiary level, but also the flow-on effects of that, because university arts programs, whether they're in theatre or music or fine arts, dance, you know, range of things, have a significant flow-on effect to the sort of broader creative ecology. So, for example, a number of the students who come to University of Auckland and major in drama will go on to then do the graduate diploma of secondary teaching, and so then will go on to become drama teachers in the future. So once the kind of theatre programs start to disappear, then you cut off the pipeline of people who are going to go on to train to be teachers in those areas. But also traditionally, university theatre programs have really been these sort of, I hate the term breeding grounds, but you know, they've been like a hothouse for fostering young creatives. So I went through the program at Victoria University in the 90s, and that was an incredible creative time where people like Taika and Cohen, as he was then, Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clement had their act Humour Beast. Jackie Van Beek was making shows. Like, it was this incredible, Di Henwood was at Victoria when I was there. So there was this incredible kind of, it was like a creative laboratory, really. And so that's one of the things that university programs do really well, is they give young creative people the opportunity to meet each other and to start to build those collaborative relationships, to work in these really playful, experimental, risk-taking ways. And so often the kind of projects that young creatives make have their foundation in those relationships that they formed when they were studying together at uni. And things like fringe festivals, very much like there's a sort of direct pipeline in a way from people coming out of either having done, for example, a theatre degree, or really just being involved in the theatre community you know, at university, whether it's the theatre club or, you know, whatever it is. So for us, we kind of see this real pressure on theatre education, having, you know, it's not just about being able to graduate with a major in theatre or drama, but really actually having an impact on the broader sort of cultural ecology in New Zealand that affects both education and then just pathways and opportunities for young artists.
How do you reckon can these issues be addressed, or how would you like to see these issues addressed?
I think that, you know, the government has stepped in to provide some further level of financial support to universities that are in this kind of, I guess, crisis state where they're having to make cuts where they don't necessarily want to be cutting. But it's just not enough. And I think what we're seeing is that there's this sort of very short-term scrambling and decision-making that's going to have really long-term impact. So it's a really difficult one. You know, like if I had the magical answer of how we solve this problem, you know, I'm sure other people would have the same answer. But really, there needs to be both, I think, a stronger valuation of these kinds of disciplines and subjects from within the universities themselves. And then there also has to be stronger government support as well for, you know, universities and the way that they're funded. And I think one of the positive things that's come out of this sort of position that we're in now, which has been really precipitated by COVID, our university's reliance on foreign students and all sorts of other external pressures, which we couldn't really have anticipated. But one of the positive things is this real sense of willingness across the board to review how universities are funded and to start to think about how universities could begin to work cooperatively rather than competitively. Because I think that's a really big issue, right, when you've got a number of, you know, a limited number of universities in New Zealand with a limited amount of funding going in. You really want those institutions to be working together rather than, you know, spending heaps of money advertising, trying to grab students or to poach students. You know, it's just not, it just doesn't make sense. So in the area of languages, for example, there's initiatives that are starting to be developed between the universities where, you know, you might be enrolled at one university that doesn't offer a particular language, but you'll be able to take online courses from another institution and then add that to your degree. So I think the more that universities can begin to work together to sort of share resources and to think about how to be innovative so that wherever you're studying you have a sort of maximum number of opportunities open to you, then I think that will really benefit the arts. Because something that people in the arts are really good at doing is learning how to work with limited resources. It's our whole training, you know. It's like, okay, I've got $500 to put on a show, so how am I going to stretch that money the furthest way and what are all the things I'm going to do to make that work? So I think we're really used to working in that sort of resource-constrained way, and I think opening up pathways for that kind of collaboration would just be amazing. And I know within the theatre sector, we're like a really tight-knit group across all the universities. You know, we meet regularly throughout the year. We kind of, we're all trying to support our colleagues at these programs that are under threat at the moment. So I think being able to actually really work together is something that would materially help address the pressures that we're facing.
I've noticed that the funding's being cut and how there's been like a kind of a short-term scramble to how to balance their budget. But notice that like the arts and the theatre had been in particular targeted. What do you reckon we can do to change this perspective on like theatre?
Yeah, so I think the problem is that there's a perception of theatre as a low value subject. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, people look at it and from within the institutions and will go, well, you're expensive because, you know, we have technical equipment, we have, you know, relatively small class sizes because of the nature of how we teach. That is recognised in how we're funded from the Tertiary Education Commission. But I think it's really challenging that idea that we're expensive. Because there are plenty of other programs, like any kind of medical or scientific program has laboratories and specialist equipment and that kind of thing. But I think because sometimes within arts, say compared to delivering something like history or sociology, we're seen as an expensive subject. So I think it's pushing back on that. I think also from a university point of view, you know, I am at the moment convening a big stage one course, and we've got about 180 students, and it's a theatre course that's aimed at being open for students from any discipline to come in. So it's sort of taking some of the most basic skills of theatre and thinking about how to use them in quite broad ways. So my students at the moment are all giving speeches, so we've been doing public speaking for the last few weeks. So I've been going in and listening to all these speeches, and the topic that we give the students is really just to speak on what matters to you. So it's this totally fascinating insight into what actually matters to our students. And so many of the students this year and the last couple of years, but it's just really struck me, so many of them are talking about mental health. They're talking about self-care. They're talking about identity. And so I think that, you know, theatre is this really powerful way of bringing people together, of creating a space where people can relate, where people can share, where people are really valued, where creative expression is valued. And so I think we need to sort of think about the contribution of arts subjects, not just in terms of, you know, how many students are they enrolling or how much are they costing us to teach, but how much sort of human value that they have in terms of these values that we talk about at the university, like manaakitanga. Like, theatre is able to really provide that level of care, of, you know, relational teaching that's really about this life-to-life connection. So I think we need to start thinking about, you know, these subjects in that light, because when we do, then our perception of their value really radically shifts.
That was Emma Willis, Associate Professor of Drama at the University of Auckland, talking about theatre education funding.
You are listening to The Wire on 95BFM. We're going to go for a quick bit of Nirvana with Frances Farmer. We'll have her revenge on Seattle, and then we're going to go for some ads, and then we'll be back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.